Doctrines. We're going to look at doctrines. And there's so much to be said about it, but a doctrine is a teaching or an instruction. Now, we'll start with, I'm going to lay out who Jesus' doctrines are and his teachings, Lord willing. And then we'll look at the other opposing doctrines. Father, thank you for this time. Anoint our lips as the pen of a ready writer. Thank you to anoint our eyes to see, our ears to hear, and our hearts to perceive and understand. Thank you for your goodness and your kindness. Thank you for revealing your unveiling of who Yeshua the Messiah is to us. We're eternally grateful in his holy name. All right. First of all, we'll look at, in the latter days, doctrines. Matthew 15:9 says, but in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Mark 7:7, Colossians 2:2, which are all are to perish with the using after the commandments and doctrines of men. 1 Timothy 4:1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Okay, so there are the doctrines of men, seducing spirits, and devils, of which we established right there. Let's go ahead and proceed to what the Lord has to say about his doctrines. We'll begin at Matthew 7:28. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, that people were astonished at his doctrines. Matthew 16:12. And they understood that how he bade them, he being Yeshua, not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. Matthew 22:33. And when they heard this, they were astonished at his doctrines, his teachings. Now let's look at Mark 1:22. Okay, I'm going to go there. John, Matthew, Mark. Mark, and I'm going to open up this passage. Mark, the kingly gospel, the Lion King's gospel, the teachings of the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Matthew. Okay, Matthew, Mark 1:22. And. Okay, they entered the Capernaum, and on Shabbat, Yeshua went into the synagogue and began teaching. They were amazed at the way he taught. For he did not instruct them like the Torah teachers, but as one who had authority himself. And they were amazed, yes, indeed. In the synagogue, in their synagogue, just then was a man with an unclean spirit in him who shouted, what do you want with us, Yeshua from Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are. You are the Holy One of God. But Yeshua rebuked the unclean spirit, be quiet, and come out of him, throwing the man into a convulsion. He gave a loud shriek and came out of him. They were all so astounded that they began asking each other, what is this? A new teaching? One with authority behind it? He gives orders even to the unclean spirits, and they obey him. And the news about him spread quickly through the whole region of the Galilee. All right, let's look what the scribes and chief priests say about Yeshua in Mark 11:18. It says here that the head Kohanim and the Torah teachers heard what he said and tried to find a way to do away with him. They were afraid of him because the crowds were utterly taken by his teaching. When evening came, they left the city. Mark 12:38. And he, Yeshua, said it to them in his doctrine. Be aware of the scribes, which love to go in long clothing and love salutations in the marketplaces. Be aware. Be aware. Be aware of why. He said, watch out. They like to have the best seats in the synagogue and take the places of honor at banquets, who like to swallow up widows' houses while making a show of praying at great length. Their punishment will be all the worse. In other words, their hearts were corrupted. Luke 4:32, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. And John 16:16. So let's go to John and see what Yeshua had to say. John 7:16. Now we'll start up at 14. Now the festival was half over. Did Yeshua go up to the temple courts and began to teach? And the Judeans were surprised. How does this man know so much without having studied? They asked. So Yeshua gave them an answer. My teaching is not my own. It comes from the one who sent me. If anyone wants to do his will, he will know whether my teaching is from God or I speak on my own. A person who speaks on his own is trying, listen carefully, to win praise for himself. But a person who tries to win praise for the one who sent him is honest. There's nothing false about him. There is nothing, so here he says, the motives of the heart. It's, you know, they teach to get gain, they're gainsayers. And because they want to take the glory for themselves. Let's go ahead and look at I'm going to go to 1 John 3:7. And we'll look at what we're taught there. So now we have this determined that there are various doctrines. There's the doctrines of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, which leaven the truth. There's the doctrines of seducing spirits and demons. And then there are the doctrines of Jesus, the teachings backed up by his authority that come from heaven. Now, the next portion that we're going to look at in relationship to teachings is, well, why is this important? And we're not looking at the commandments of men. There's also the commandments of men and their teachings, right? And what do their teachings do? They lead you away from Jesus. And they're so that they will get the glory, so that they will have the best seats in the best places, so they get the honor. But when you honor those who sent you those doctrines, then God himself gets the glory. These are the teachings of God, not of men, not of conjecture, not of religious spirits. Therefore, with all due respect to the early patriarchs, Origen, there's a whole list of them, all the way up to even Darby, and all these recent doctrines of men that have been extrapolated from the Holy Scriptures, those are not to have the foremost place in any ministry. And I will establish why in the next segment called The House or the Temple of God. God bless you.